Because of the Social Security payroll tax cut enacted at the end of last year, the Commerce Department reports that in January, incomes had the biggest jump in 2 years. But consumers banked the extra income rather than splurging, worried about the economy. Bad weather also played a role, keeping many shoppers at home. As economists like to say, though, 1 month does not make a trend. Mark Bittner is senior economist at Wells Fargo Securities.
I wouldn't read too much into this. We're still likely to see spending grow during the first quarter.
And the latest survey by the National Association of Business Economics forecasts that the U.S. economy will grow more in 2011 than first expected. The biggest worry? The federal deficit. They called it, quote, their single greatest concern going forward. Their second worry? State and local government deficits. Stocks ended the day and the month up. On this last day of February, the Dow gained 96 points to close at 12,226. The S&P increased 7 points, ending at 1,327. The NASDAQ added a point to close at 2,782. It's Monday, and joining us is WNYC's business and economics editor, Charlie Herman, with a look at the week ahead. Charlie, big deadline looming at the end of this week. Current funding for the federal government runs out. How likely is a government shutdown?
Well, it's looking a little bit less likely now. You're hearing a lot more talk between Republicans and Democrats that they may come up with basically a two-week deal to keep the government funded. If they can make some cuts, perhaps as much as $4 billion worth of cuts. Some of these ideas that President Obama had proposed for next year. So there is negotiation, at least, that's happening. We're not running right up to this possibility of a complete shutdown.
What else are you keeping an eye on this week?
Well, in particular, that same Friday, we also get the jobs report for the month of February, expected to see a decent number, especially after a pretty dismal number back in January. Of course, paying attention to what's going on with the oil markets in Libya. We saw some rising gas prices last week and this week as well. It looks like the same thing. And of course, we get auto sales tomorrow. That'll give us a real sense on what consumers are spending their money on.
WNYC's Charlie Herman, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
As Charlie just mentioned, the nation's automakers released their sales figures for the month of February tomorrow. By some estimates, sales were up around 20% from a year ago. But so too are gasoline prices. The Energy Department reports today that the average price of a gallon of gas is now $3.38, up 68 cents from a year ago. In 2008, when prices soared to record highs, Americans started to change how they drove and what kind of cars they bought. With us to review how automakers are doing and how worried they should be about high fuel prices is Jesse Toprock, Vice President of Industry Trends of TrueCars.com. Welcome to the Financial 411, Jesse.
Thanks for having me.
What accounts for the increase in auto sales in February? Any particular standouts?
The main reason is the pent-up demand. Many consumers, due to economic uncertainty, have postponed their purchases of big-ticket items like automobiles in the last couple of years. Now we're seeing consumers coming back in the marketplace. We're also seeing some of the fundamentals that fuel car buying improving in the last year or so, mainly the stock market. Consumer confidence enjoyed a relative increase. Housing market is showing some signs of life. We're seeing also a new product that automakers are introducing in the last year or so, grabbing a lot of attention and bringing consumers back to showrooms.
And yet people aren't spending as much as some economists had expected with that Social Security payroll tax cut. Are we seeing a difference? Do you see a difference between big ticket items such as cars or maybe refrigerators and that little day-to-day spending that's also tracked?
I think what happens due to this cut in Social Security taxes, we're seeing more of that day-to-day expenses going up a little bit, and people are perhaps having another outing once a week on a weekend, having something out in a restaurant versus going and buying a car. Clearly, for most people, that 2% cut isn't going to be sufficient enough to go buy a $40,000 vehicle.
Yeah.
So we're seeing more of the, let's go buy another DVD or let's go see a movie we otherwise will not have seen. So I don't see a direct correlation between that tax and vehicle sales. It is more consumers feeling more comfortable making these big-ticket item purchase decisions in a continuously ambiguous economic environment.
Jesse, let's talk about that ambiguity a little bit more.
Sure.
Last time we saw prices like this was in 2008 for gasoline. Are automakers ready for higher prices this time?
They are more ready than they were 2 years ago, but there is still a lot of work to do, especially from the domestic automaker's perspective. GM, Chrysler, and Ford continue to rely heavily on SUV and truck sales, even though particularly in GM has had many compelling small car introductions and small crossover SUV introductions the last couple of years. So they're going to fare better this time around, but the product mix issue still favors the Asian automakers by far when the gas prices do reach $4 a gallon.
Jesse Toprock, Vice President of Industry Trends of TrueCars.com. Thanks for joining us on the Financial 411.
My pleasure.
This is WNYC.